All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's 6:41 and I call this meeting to order and ask everyone to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Today's Thursday, May 6, 2021.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, so I'll do roll call. Adam, you're here.
Present.
Bob, you're here. Monique, you're here. We have a full quorum, which is nice.
Madam Chair, there's somebody else who signed on. It's 331-5889.
Diana Prieto?
Whoever it is needs to unmute if they want to identify themselves.
I don't know how to tell her.
Can you text her and tell her it's star six?
Well, she could hopefully hear. If she could hear, in order to unmute, you have to dial star six on your phone. Okay, she's whoever it is unmuted. So if you want to identify yourself.
Hi, who else has joined us? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I should. Diana.
Okay. It's Diana. Yes, Diana Prieto.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is the first time. I apologize. I haven't done this.
It's okay. We've all had problems. No worries, Diana.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Since we have a quorum, I'll go to item number four on the agenda, approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the April 8, 2021 minutes as presented.
Second the motion.
Okay. Adam, thank you. Any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of acceptance?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Additions, deletions, corrections? Anyone? I don't for a change. Okay.
Nope.
Then we're going to go right on down to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public here who would like to speak? Anyone from the public? Okay. So then we'll go down to old business. Ken, I believe, is here. So Ken is always 7A on the agenda. Ken, I think we all got copies of the report. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about or add, or do people have questions for Ken?
I can provide an update, but I'd be happy just to, if there's any questions, I can do that also. I mean, there's some positive news within what's going on right now. So I think it's all good stuff.
Good. Well, then let's share.
Okay. So I'll try to be brief because I know you have a long agenda here. On the Steiger Terrace, I'm happy to say that we're off and running and we met with all the residents. It went really well. I want a big shout out. Thanks to Ellen and Linda and Joan for all their help. It was very much appreciated, especially Joan was a huge asset just to kind of get through the process here. And we think we're all in line to be able to get 23 residents onto the project-based voucher program for June 1st. And the reason why that's a huge event is it gets us out of historical problems that have dogged Derby Housing Authority on the project-based side for those tenants that were originally there. As well, it's gonna really increase the revenue cash flow for the project. So, a lot of the capital reserve projects that might be planned going forward, there's gonna be an influx of additional revenue that will help Ellen and Housing Authority's plans on, continuing to upgrade Steiger Terrace and addressing the needs that they have. So we're excited about that. The next step is inspections, which we expect to start next week. and then the paperwork side of things, but that's all going as planned. This was something that's been in the motion and planning stages for close to a year now. So happy to report on the progress on that. The second thing is my report there, I just wanted to make reference that we helped Ellen respond to HUD's request for a corrective action plan on the audit. And, I think Ellen can share that, but all positive stuff. A lot of the issues that were addressed in there, this is from the audit that ended, started in 2019, ended at the first quarter of 2020. So it was largely what the auditor saw before our involvement, and their suggestion was to do what Derby's doing, and the response, I think, will be received well by HUD. The third thing is just on funding. So that we've got the final budget authority. That's what HUD announces. They don't announce it at the beginning of the year. They tell you halfway through the year, so it makes it a little interesting trying to predict, but it's all good news. It was additional money, more than what they had instructed housing authorities to expect, by about the tune of about $80,000. But we are on track, Derby Housing Authority, to use up 100% of those funds this year with the staggered tariffs coming on. And we think we'll reduce the number in reserves by 30%. And that's a good thing, because the reserves were close to $500,000, which is way out of whack from HUD's eye. They wanted to see it, much smaller number. And that helps for continued funding when you're using up 100% of the funds and using up some of the reserves. And obviously it's helping families who are getting assistance. The last thing, or two more things just I'd like to share, because they're, I think, somewhat positive here. The HUD came out with the American Rescue Plan. This is a huge chunk of money that's coming out through the entire nation. The notice was just published today on how they're going to do it, but it's $5.5 million. And they're talking about, in my notice, it's $70,000, but the notice today said, my update said 50,000. Vouchers that they're going to issue nationally, and it's actually 70,000. I'm not sure that Derby Housing Authority will get any, but we'll find out. They're going to notify all the housing authorities by May 10th, and it's not something. Basically, you're invited to respond to what they've allocated for you. So that'll be a discussion that we can have next week, depending on what happens. And the final thing I want to report, Madam Chairman, is that. On the CMAP, which is HUD's acronym for how they rate housing authorities, and Derby is currently rated as a standard performer. And I don't want to go too far here, but I think we're going to be able to categorize as high performing, which is the highest rating you can get based on the way the voucher numbers are looking this year. Maria is going through that now, and I'll have final word in the next couple of days here. But HUD is given waivers, so you don't have to have yourself evaluated. But my thought would be, the recommendation is, if we're going to get the ratings that would get us from standard to high performing, why not get rated? So hopefully that will be the results. And that's all positive news, considering some of the challenges we had just a year and 4 months ago. And that's it, well, Madam Chair.
You weren't kidding. This is all amazing news. Go ahead, Ken.
No, just the one thing I neglected to share is that one of the things that I was talking to Ellen about today is, at some point we'd like to huddle on what the contract rents will be for Steiger Terrace, and we have some recommendations, but just want to have your input with Ellen's, because that will have to be decided in the next 2 weeks. But there'll be significant increases, not to the tenants. If anything, I think the tenants are going to see a reduction. But it'll help the cash flow for the property. So it's all good stuff.
Wonder. Absolutely. Absolutely. Commissioners, thoughts, comments?
It's probably just a little cynical on my part, but if I recall, before any of us were commissioners, that in Derby Housing had a lot of problems. They were rated high performing because we were owning you. I'm like, wait a minute. How does this happen? Now, uncovering everything, they did a good job of hiding a lot.
Yeah, well, to answer your the point, though, it is a self-certification. So you can self-certify yourself anything, yeah. But you know, it's also subject to audit, and it has to have backup. And for us to be able to recommend that we go through and get to the high performing, it's because we know we have the data behind it,
right,
which we can share. I think it is, you know, it's good that you're not in trouble, because that's the category, yes, you don't want to be in. And that's, it seems like perhaps close to getting into that category. So the fact that we're even considering about how performing again here is good news. But I sometimes share your cynicism too.
I have to say it's amazing, because the first CMAP review we had as a board together, without the old executive director, we scored a 65. And I was really happy with that, because I felt like it was the first honest assessment that had been done in a very long time. And at least it gave us a roadmap on how to build and how to repair and how to make those changes that we wanted to do. So I was happy with 65, but high performing would make me do handstands. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.
All right. Starting off meeting on a high note. All right. You all got Joan's report, correct? I don't think Joan is here. So she sent me a little email and asked me to just mention a few other things. I know that she's been working really hard on the free food. She's been going out and picking up food. Here you go. From whatever bank would give it, and she's been bringing it to the non-drivers. She's also trying to get the coupons for the farmers market. She's working hard. She really does. I think that's it. So any other comments on her report?
You know, okay. There's another food drive next Tuesday. I'm sure she's probably aware of it.
Okay. I'll send her an email after the meeting. It's really nice, because for people who can't get out to pick it up themselves and really are struggling, it's been a gift all through the pandemic and even a little bit before. So that she's continuing and she's able to do that is really an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Update on CC Manor construction. So I think that we're going to be able to start filling as of June 1st. There were still some problems. The architect went out, even though we had a CO, the architect went out and reviewed everything and found some other things to put on the punch list. The bulk of the repairs on the electrical work is done. There were just little covers that were needed. And that was one of the things he put. So as soon as he approves, we put out the letters, you know, as per the policy that we put together last month. And we, lost my train of thought here. And we've gotten at least two, if not three, correct? Reasonable accommodation requests, Ellen?
Not for those apartments. We've got two reasonable accommodations for other things. We got one with the one we had for the apartments.
Okay. Because we have another apartment that's it's comparable. It's a little bit similar that we thought we could use as well. So, but we're hoping to fill by June 1st and get those occupied and get some money on the books for them. Any other question, discussion on that?
None.
Okay. And lastly, and Bob, I'm going to have you and Ellen handle this. It's a discussion of possible action on hiring maintenance men. We had two applications, and Ellen interviewed them, and then Bob came in and interviewed them. You want to share some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I...
We won't use names.
Pardon?
I said we best maybe not use names.
No, the two...
The one we have is great.
Yeah, the two gentlemen that, you know, I interviewed that morning were both, you know, at least at that point, they were both, you know, very good candidates, and you know, willing to start right away. One of the applicants had an issue with whether he was with the Bridgeport Housing Authority for many years and was questioning MRF, his availability to join. So, and who did you contact? What was his name?
Rudy Nelson. I contacted MRF and right. found out all the information and found out that, yes, as long as he worked over 20 hours, he was eligible.
So, at the time, I thought that was one of the stumbling blocks for him coming aboard. But then, you know, Ellen called and he was questioning the hourly rate of $19 an hour. And then after 30 days, we would, you know, consider performance and just go to $20. So I guess he was, Ellen gave me his number. I did call him yesterday. I said, listen, that's what it is. It didn't change. You know, I thought we kind of went out of our way to explore the situation with him, which is in his favor. I said, you need to let us know by tomorrow. We can't wait. The other gentleman, and whether he's going to accept it or not, the other gentleman's already been working, correct, Ellen?
Yeah, she started Monday.
And I had a brief discussion with Ellen, and he's doing a good job.
Very good.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And he's the morning person. The person that's working now is working, and that's what he wanted. He's working in the morning. How many days did he work with Imagineers? 2 days?
No, Imagineers is still there.
Because we're down one.
Yeah, I can't dump everything on him right
yep.
now.
So
he changed out a whole toilet and everything today, and then it was all rotted down in there, and he took care of all that. So he was there a little over his hours today, but it needed to be done.
So, Ellen, if we don't hear from him tomorrow, I think we should probably repost and get it out there as soon as we can.
Okay. All right. I guess, you know, we're not going to be able to have him just work alone. I think we're going to have to keep Imagineers on for a while. But Ellen was suggesting, because you all saw the budget notice from Janet.
Yep.
And the fact that there was a deficit to be made up, and part of it was we spent over $130,000 to fix up apartments because we had an abnormally high amount of people who left and apartments that needed to be turned over. But it was over $130,000, and that was nowhere near what we budgeted for. So hopefully, you know, we cut that figure in half. And or less than half to try to make that actually work so that it would be approved. And we have to really try to stick to it because we got killed with maintenance expenses last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought if we maybe could, while we only have the one part timer right now, maybe we can keep Imagineers on for the on calls right now, just so that this one person isn't overwhelmed. But he has no problem with doing the garbage on Sunday nights. I mean, we'll just have to talk to Imagineers and let them know, like, are we going to cut back on having their guy there all week?
Yeah, because I thought that the Sunday night garbage issue was really expensive.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
I mean, if he's willing to do it every Sunday – until we hopefully find someone else or this gentleman will take it. I mean, mm-hmm. Let him do it.
But should I call Imagineers maybe tomorrow or Linda, maybe you call Imagineers and let them know we don't need them to do the garbage on Sunday anymore and maybe cut back some hours on Imagineers because we're still getting.
Yeah, I would say anything we can do to cut Imagineers out of the maintenance portion of our contract with them, we need to be doing. We're staffing our own people now.
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm open to a phased approach, but, you know, let's... Janet's letter was pretty to the point. We need to cut some costs here.
It's true. And you know, the way the budget was, with that $40,000 deficit, we weren't going to get it approved anyway. And this is not the time to hurt our relationship with them, because we're going to go in with a big ask when it comes time to fix some of those project-based voucher issues and some paybacks that we need to make. We're going to be looking to use some monies with approval to make people whole. And so this isn't the time for them to get upset with us over the budget. We have to make our budget work and mm-hmm. show them that we're continuing to do good things.
So, yeah, however we can cut Imagineer's bill down to size, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Works for me. All right, then, Ellen, you have permission to do that. And who is this other gentleman going to call, Bob or Ellen tomorrow?
Ellen.
Our phones are rolled over on Friday, so I can give him a call.
I told him to call you, Ellen, tomorrow.
Yeah, our phones are rolled over on Friday, though.
It'll come to them. Oh, I got you. Yeah, I got you. All right. Well, I'll be there in the morning to sign checks, so then we can
we'll
be there.
Okay. That's wonderful. And I'll be down too myself about 10 or 10:30 to sign them as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So there's no new business. We'll go down to the subsidized housing coordinator's report. Monique, that is Ellen Oskowski. I will try to get to you next week and show you the sites and bring you in. And you may be on Zoom. I'm just on the phone. Can you at least see the other commissioners?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So at least you have an idea of who they are. Ellen, take it away.
Okay. At Steiger Tiers, we have 28 vacant, but I might be leasing that up for the 15th of this month. I'm working with Imagineers on which way I should go with doing it. Then 74 is leased up for 5-1. Number 3 is leased up for 5-1. And I believe I'm going to have number 6 leased up for 6-1.
Nice.
But then we have a couple more leaving next month, so back to the drawing board.
I think that's the nature of the beast. People get ill, people decide to do a higher level of care. It's just, it is what it is. The only one thing, just to go back to the CC Manor, where I talked to Peter Tester, we're going to try to put together a grand opening, which I think will be nice. It would give us some good publicity. It would give us the opportunity to thank the mayor again publicly and all of the elected officials who spoke for us, wrote letters on our behalf, spent time walking the grounds with us, like Adam and I spent time with Kara Rochelle. We'll get some dates together. I'll give them to you. I hope everybody will participate because it's really kind of a really great thing for us. Okay. Other than that, any questions for Ellen?
Yeah, I just noticed there's one open work ticket for 18 Guardiano about a water leak. When the outdoors becomes indoors, it's concerning for me in our buildings. So we could just get that one addressed.
Which one is that?
That's where the fire was, correct?
18 Guardiano?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, there's a situation with that too. I'll show you the paperwork when you come in tomorrow, Linda and Bob, regarding Imagineers had some company come out and run some kind of something for the lighting through the attic of number 18, and then all of a sudden it started leaking water after that. We never had a problem with that before.
They had to
patch the ceiling, which we weren't told, but we pulled it out of what, you know, what's going on there, you know? So, yeah. So I wanted to show everybody the paperwork on that.
All right. Maybe we'll fax Adam a copy or scan him a copy so Adam can see it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
One of it, I got a call from the mayor this week. He was not happy with the condition of the grass. Flicks, we've been using Flicks for a long time. In fact, there's some RFPs, especially now that we're rehiring our own maintenance people. We need RFPs to go out for plumbing and electrical. And at the end of the year will be the maintenance of the lawns. And I guess, I don't know what happened, Ellen, you ended up speaking to them, but the mayor called, he saw some folks, and then he took a ride and saw for himself. Grass was quite high at Steiger, wasn't looking too good at CC either, but at least when he went by CC, because by that time I was on the phone with him, they were over at CC doing the lawn cutting. So, Ellen, do you have...
Yes, and I did stop over there. I saw their truck there, and I stopped over there, and I said, this can't happen again.
Did he have an excuse? He originally told you he was going on Saturday.
Yeah. I don't know what happened though. He didn't really say.
Okay. All right. But I just, so that's kind of going to be next on the agenda. We're going to have to start working on some RFPs. Because I know that we use one company for plumbing and they did wonderful work, and some of our equipment, our boilers and whatever, are old, and they're hard to get parts for. And he has the parts because he's been doing this for a gazillion years. He knows the buildings, he knows the layout, but he's exceptionally high, and I think that Janet has pointed that out in the past. So that's one RFP that needs to go out, and then the same with electrical, and again, certainly with lawn care and snow removal. So think on it. We'll talk about that and see how we can divvy it up next month. Okay. But I would say, at least for the time being, would everybody agree that we can just use who we had? That was one thing Ellen mentioned to me today.
Yeah, but I think that's fine. Just keep going. Stay the course for now.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to, it is 7:08 to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Adam.
A second?
Second.
Bob? Yep.
Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Hearing none. We are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Good night. Ellen, I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
All right. Good talking to you. Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yeah.